Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hey, 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 everybody. This episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your ideas. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support. Try Squarespace at squarespace.com and enter the offer code Doug at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace. Build it beautiful. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Woo! Hey, everyone! Hey, everybody! What? Got a microphone situation already. My name is Doug, and I love schmovies. Oh, you caught it. You guys are quick on the uptake. Good job. Yeah, today somebody is going home with a schmovie. Somebody's winning a schmovie. We're coming to you once again with the free monthly show at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on a rainy Tuesday, April 7th, 2015. Next show here at UCB will be on May 12th. Athens, Georgia. I'm doing stand-up this Thursday at the Georgia Theater. And Atlanta, I'll be at the Improv Sunday night. Bring your name tags to both of those shows because a game will be played. Last weekend in Portland, some people won the prize bag just for being the only person who brought a name tag. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. I am Reese Kern tweeted, a name for the next Fast and Furious. How about 8 is enough? This has been a Tweet Relief 789 edition. Also in the prize bag today, we've got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a scarf from Hitman Glass, a lighter from Chameleon Glass, and whatever my guests brought, I just raced in here, so I didn't really have time to chat with my guests about what they brought. And also, I'm pretty sure only 3 out of the 4 of them are here at the current time. But we'll see what happens after I introduce. Everybody, please give a big warm welcome to Broken Lizard. Yes, it's the stars, writers, and producers of Super Troopers 2 coming very soon. Jay Chandrasekhar. Steve Lemmy. Is Steve here? Steve's not here. Eric Stolhansky. Paul Soder. There he is. Hey, buddy. Nice to see you. All right. It's
quite a polite group we have here. You guys, you haven't even picked up your microphones. You got to crack your beers open.
We know our priorities.
Get those going.
Traffic was a bitch.
Right? That was a problem, wasn't it? It
sure was.
Let's introduce you individually. Steve Lemmy's here, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
And, what part of town were you coming over from, if you don't mind saying?
Woodland Hills.
Oh, no, you did not try to do that.
I did.
Oh, no.
I did. My Waze told me I'd be here at 6:45. And I usually believe her. She's usually pretty reliable. Not
tonight. Your Waze is a lady?
She is.
Okay.
She's a hell of a lady.
It talks to you?
Oh, she talks.
Waze?
Yeah.
Because you can also just look at it on your phone, can't you?
It's less safe, though, right?
Yeah, I don't like to look at it. I did the...
I didn't know I was signing up for safe ways to get around town. I want the fast and most dangerous way.
That's what I've got.
Okay.
I put it on the Terry Crews feature. When there was a movie, when Brooklyn Nine-Nine...
You put it on Terry Crews control?
Enough said. But Terry Crews isn't as friendly as the regular ways.
All right. Eric Stolhansky's here, everybody. Am I saying that right?
Yeah. Well done. Stole your house key. Okay.
What's that?
Stole your house key.
No.
Phonetically, how you can remember it.
That's how you say it?
Yeah.
But then that's wrong, right? If I said stole your house key, I'd be wrong in several points of it, right?
That's how you remember your own name?
Yeah.
The mnemonic device is harder than the actual name.
Yeah. That's Paul Soder, everybody.
Hey, how are you?
And let's give it up for Jay. Everybody knows Jay.
Hi, Jay.
We just this afternoon did Getting Doug with High together. And that was fun.
I feel like, for me, the third time was a charm. The first two times, I didn't really know how to get high with you. And I learned the hard way. But this third time, I felt like I figured it out.
Is there a secret? Is there a code?
Be careful. Be careful. That's the secret.
Don't smoke too much.
I've enjoyed watching you on Getting Doug with High quite a bit, Jay.
You know, my first plan was to outsmoke him, and then midway through, you're like, I need a new plan. So I did the show a second time and tried to do it again, and then needed a new plan again. This time, I executed a new plan, so...
And how'd it go?
What was it?
I feel good now.
You submit? Yeah.
I submitted. I did.
It's funny, because that's what you say every time you hang out with Willie Nelson. You're going to try to outsmoke him, and halfway through, you start to panic.
I did try that, too. That didn't work out either.
Yeah.
But you have smoked with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just all you got to do is be near Willie, and you're going to smoke with him, right?
Yeah.
I got to corner him and corner him. I pinned that old man down.
You do?
In his trailer, his tour bus outside of Jimmy Kimmel Live.
His
in
famous
Austin,
honeysuckle
Texas.
Rose trailer.
No, this was a blank one. Yeah. This was one that doesn't get pulled over when they're driving through Texas. So, so that was neat. So I crossed him off of my, I don't know, bucket list is not the right word. But
is that a written list?
Nope. It's real simple. We call it the Mount Cushmore. I've smoked with Snoop, Cheech, Chong, and Willie.
Nice.
Yeah. And hopefully soon, all of Broken Lizard.
Right. That sort of smaller Mount Rushmore.
What do you guys think? You're just like five weird, like shop. On the sides. Like, are those faces or just a coincidence that there's look
made
like
of
faces?
Hedges. They're not carved into stone. It's just... Hedges.
The hedges
by
around.
By the gift shop. Yeah, behind Mount the gift Rushmore. Shop.
There's some bobbleheads over at the side.
Oh, I like it for the podcast. The visual humor.
Visual is always good.
But also, if people know what you and your head look like, that bobblehead thing you did was so subtle because you already look like a bobblehead. I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
Doug, you know what? We're getting off on the wrong foot here.
Bobbleheads are an incredibly beloved toy. That's a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, looking
okay,
like a bobblehead is awesome.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Don't you agree?
You goddamn bobblehead. But the rest of you guys, Paul and Eric and Steve, would you participate in Getting Dug with High at some point? Because it would be fun. And of course, we should mention that Kevin Heffernan isn't here.
No, he's not.
So rest in peace.
Yeah.
It's a real shame that he's gone and couldn't make this show.
Yeah, the timing was bad for him to die just before your show.
Now, Doug, my idea was that we were going to kick off our Super Troopers crowdfunding campaign by doing Getting Dug with High as like a telethon, and that we were going to do it like all night long.
And that would be incredible.
And have a big tally board and a timpani and live acts. I pushed that, and I got the blankest fucking looks from these guys.
But your Indiegogo is done in like 13 days or something like that?
17. We could do the final 17. Countdown. Yeah, that's...
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I'd be happy to get involved, but that's a little tight to put on a show like that. Where, you know, I'm not Mickey Rooney or Judy Garland.
Don't sell yourself.
Are they known for full-scale telethons?
You know, I said the word show, so I was making the leap to like a show in a barn.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't think of like the only thing I could think of was from Justin to Kelly, and that's not as a current reference of young people getting something done. And that's not current at all, and they didn't get it done. I have to. So, have we? Jay is terrible at promoting your thing, you guys. By the way, I mean, I know we were getting high, but every time I bring it up, he just doesn't add to it. He doesn't say where people should go to contribute. Like, look at him. He's just hanging out.
Well, here's
he
the thing.
Smiling,
he wants to be aloof
time.
Like a chick. He
no,
wants
no.
To, like,
I a Czech? The Czech
chick.
People?
Like
yeah.
A chick.
Oh, okay. The Czechoslovakians are also very aloof. Yeah. I sat there thinking after I'd smoked that grass, I'm like, is it 2supertroopersmovie.com or movie2supertroopers.com or supertroopers2movie.com? And I kind of couldn't figure it out. So I just sort of sat there and looked around while you talked about it.
Do the rest of you guys know?
Yeah, it's supertroopers2movie.com.
Okay.
We all have, we
I knew
offered,
it. I knew it.
Why would the 2 come any earlier than right after Super Troopers?
When he says it like that, it's obvious.
It's either 2 movie or movie 2, but it's not 2 Super Troopers movie.
Although, we thought about calling the movie Super Troopers for a long
right.
time.
That,
right, was it that?
Maybe, what about, you know, because the colons are so popular in movie titles, why not Super Troopers 2, : Super Troopers?
Smart idea. That's smart. We've been thinking about calling it Super Troopers 2, The Edge of Darkness. Which we think is a tough, catchy ring to it. Don't you agree?
Right, right. It's a good thing you're crowdfunding it because any studio head would immediately be upset that you're giving it a title that already creates confusion.
You know? We did offer a couple of amazing new prizes today. One prize we offered for $100,000, the 5 of us will be the godfather of your child.
5, that's pretty good. Like, only one of you has died so far.
I know. I mean, you. You're the 5th one.
Oh, okay.
There's 5 of us
I'm
here.
In. Sure, I'll be the Doug father. Yeah.
But
of this child.
Yeah, but
sad
so...
Sad child.
No, he'll be very happy with the 5 of us as a godfather because one of the perks in this prize is that we are going to send that child a birthday present every year for 21 years.
That's true.
Yeah.
And we're going to start a college fund for him as well.
Yeah, $1,000 into the college fund.
Okay.
Pay $100,000, and we'll give you $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, you're paying for it, but...
Yeah, why not?
Or you could just put $100,000 into his college fund.
How could you...
That's, you know...
That would be surprising.
That would...
How could you not sign up for that?
Jay didn't know the answer to this, but maybe you guys do. Is it tax deductible? Is it a charitable contribution?
Yes.
You had to ask.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it?
I don't know.
See?
But it has to be.
I could have said that.
It has
so
to be.
So excited. Yeah. He sounded like he meant it.
We have another great new prize that we're offering today.
I could tell your head's going crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Actually, I have Parkinson's disease, so shut the fuck up.
Dick.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Three people.
This is the way, the last time I came on the show, this is the way Doug and I started, too. Really, I realized for it's our personalities somehow, he likes to attack me, and I take it.
That's why we've separated you.
I think I'm just most comfortable with you. And you are sitting, that is an interesting seat choice that you made tonight, because you're like, I'm going to be over here, because then Doug might not be able to lash out so easily.
I know. It's like I came out here, and this was the only seat available, and I was like, all right, I'm going to make a choice here.
I'm just saying, you didn't fight for the other seats. That's how badly you wanted that one.
Because I was getting my gifts.
What's
backstage.
In the gift bag? Oh. What did you bring?
Okay, I brought a couple of things, and I don't know if it counts as one or if you can count it at two.
Bring everything out.
Okay. You gave it up this early, huh?
Okay.
Well, yes.
We got to know what we're playing for tonight.
All right.
Okay.
A purse?
I brought some leather.
You're going to give away your own purse?
Very fine looking leather.
No, I brought some leather here. Hold on.
Are they
I like this.
Oh. Whoa.
Nice.
So we got a vest situation.
Leather vest.
It's a Jack Daniels leather vest.
You love that.
I love this thing. I love this thing.
Which you have worn, so it's it's a game-worn jersey.
I've worn it on stage. I've done stand-up comedy in that. And then also, something else I've worn is I brought these.
Yeah, people are guessing that it's a chap situation. How do you know which parts are okay to touch?
All the nasty parts are cut out. It's just the legs.
Oh, yeah, your legs are nasty.
Your legs are pretty nasty.
Anyway, so I got some leather vest and some chaps for anybody who wants them.
Okay, that's...
Nice.
Might be most interesting thing somebody's contributed to the prize bag in a while. And are you going to keep that bag that you brought him in?
The bag stays with me.
The bag is kind of nicer than the all the leather.
It's clever. It says, Papa's got a brand new bag.
In the 60s, it was clever, right?
Yeah, but nobody had a new bag in the 60s. All right, so can I have that bag?
My wife told me...
My wife!
Hi.
She really said, bring back the bag?
I said...
That's great.
I was rushing out the door. I said, can I have a bag for these things? And she said, she got it. And she said, make sure you bring that home.
When you walk in tonight, she says, where's the bag? Say, Doug Benson says, here's your bag, and grab your balls.
Yeah. I got your bag right here.
Yeah, here's your bag, lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking
full
bag,
leather,
lady.
Too.
Okay, so anyway, well, then you'll just have to pass the leather down, and now it's going to become a prize heap.
Oh, here.
Because I'm telling you, I'm going to give it to the winner.
I'm not afraid of my wife. Fuck it.
Imagine if you said
my wife.
Right?
Wow.
Oh, my God. She's going to hear this podcast.
I would not want to be you.
Now, she's going to give you a Cuban necktie.
My wife is so terrifyingly tough. She's Cuban from Miami. This is how we're...
Miami! Thanks, dude. Eric, do you have anything for the bag?
Yeah, I do. I brought three things.
Three things. This is exciting.
I'm going to reveal them in order.
Okay. He showed me backstage. I was blown away.
How to belly dance for your husband.
Wow.
Hey, can Steve bring that back instead of the bag?
If he wins it.
Here, I got something instead of the bag.
These are all great LPs, by the way.
Oh, okay. I like what I'm seeing.
Right,
here.
Village People, Macho Man.
Whoa!
Yeah. He's wearing the leather outfit.
You guys shop in the same garage, apparently.
We're on the same wavelength.
Did you get these next door?
No, I got it in Burbank.
Oh, okay.
It's Steve's garage.
Any comedy fans?
Oh,
great! Great record. Great record.
It doesn't have much comedy on it. It's more like straightforward.
Sure, Rubber
singing.
Biscuit. Very very comedy.
Are you not tempted to keep that for yourself?
I was.
Everybody needs somebody. I'd laugh all day at that.
Hilarious.
There you go.
I do love that. Blues Brothers movie, though, is a classic movie.
That album is fantastic.
So many different moods in that movie.
Do you have to take this bag back to your wife?
No, I need that bag, too. And I've watched you have to put all those back into that bag twice now. And it's It's really tricky. That bag is just it's only slightly bigger than those records. But you just did it. Nicely done. Hey, go ahead and pass those.
I salute you.
Pass those down. And Paul, it feels like you didn't know to bring anything. Wait, you do have something.
No.
I think it brought his lunch, I think.
What? I feel kind of shitty because I didn't know how nice. I would have got something nicer, but.
Do you even know what's in that bag?
Yeah, I do. My son's Little League had like their All-Star Carnival last weekend, so I.
Oh, I hope this is like an athletic cup.
No. It's just the shit that I couldn't give away to Little League children. So,
Some crack,
laser finger pointing lasers. Okay, that one doesn't work, but this one doesn't seem to work.
He brought some broken finger lasers.
No. There's got to be a winner in there. Hey. Oh.
Finger laser.
There's like 40 of them, so I guarantee you that 5 of them work. And a couple of SpongeBob keychains.
We all smoke and have a great time.
You want the
I'll take the bag
too?
They came into unless the wife needs it.
Yeah. Hey, it does work.
It's a red one.
It was user error. Okay.
The first time was more exciting.
I think it's a great package. You're not getting a lot of fanfare, but I think it's a great package.
I had fun.
Look at all this stuff somebody's going to get, and we haven't even gotten a J yet. Right. I'm excited because it looks like a food product item.
It's a bag of powdered sugar. It says delouser on it, and then I tried to write what the slogan of the sugar company would be. In cursive.
Oh, I see. Why don't you say it? I think I don't know. So I might be interpreting it wrong. What
the lice hate the sugar.
Their slogan could be "Delice, Delouse, Delish." It didn't feel groan worthy, but you know, I guess. What do you think about that?
Well, I already wrote "The lice hate the sugar" on it. In a marker.
Take it back to the store. Next time.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Now you're after my shit, too? Okay. Look, I'm a bobblehead.
There is no wrong. There is no wrong.
We're doing pretty good on time. Let me real quick go down the line. Start with you, Jay. Have you managed to see a movie? Like, what was the last movie you saw in any format?
I like this movie. The name of it... It's a good movie.
Who's in it, Grandpa?
The two people who are in it. Saw it a week ago.
Were you stoned?
No.
What format did you see it?
On the ArcLight.
ArcLight?
In the ArcLight.
Ben Stiller?
Yeah,
in it?
Yeah.
Loved
it.
While We're Young?
While We're Young.
Yes.
Good.
Okay.
I really liked it.
There's nothing like the opinions of a critic who doesn't remember anything about what he saw.
It's not memorable, but I loved
it. Right.
Yeah.
Take this all with a grain of salt. Didn't remember anything.
Loved it.
Well, that's funny. It's a funny transition into the last movie I saw because my wife and I wanted to go see While We're Young.
I recommend it.
But we couldn't rally to get out of the house, so we watched, that's Noah Baumbach, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we watched his last movie, Francis Ha.
Oh, okay.
Which we watched, 2 nights ago.
Francis Ha is a little lighter, I think. A little artier.
I didn't see that one.
Black and white. Yeah, black and white.
As far as I know.
My favorite Noah Baumbach is Squid in the Whale.
Squid in the Whale
is really good.
I like that.
Yeah.
I remember that one well.
I like him in general. Even when I don't like the movie overall, I like what he does. And
he's a talented guy. He was a little rude to Steve and I when we were 22.
Oh, really?
Did you go to high school together?
Remember that party?
I do.
We were at a party on Christopher Street, and he was his girlfriend you knew, and we went up to talk to him. He's just, you know, a regular guy. He's kind of rude. But good movies. It was a long time ago, and it was one time.
That might have been the only night in his life he was ever rude to anybody. Could have been. It's not necessarily indicative of ongoing personality
trait. Every time I see his movie, I whisper to whoever I'm with, "I was kind of rude to me."
He was rude.
Yeah.
He was rude. But I, in retrospect, I think it might have been, you know, that the shy rude.
Could have been.
Which yes. sometimes happens.
Yes, shy.
People who are shy,
shy
get mistaken.
Smart, rude.
Aloof. Like the Czechs.
Czechoslovakian, yeah, for sure. He was rude to us.
He was
rude to us. He was rude to us.
He was not a filmmaker at that point.
It was. He was.
Maybe he's in the spectrum. Maybe he's got a little Asperger.
I'm sure he's
maybe.
A wonderful guy.
He was so. I met him and he was so nice to me.
He. Aww. I'm sure he's nice now. I'm sure he's nice.
I heard he got nice.
It was
he?
A few years ago. He might have got nice. You're right.
Yeah. He changed
as he got more famous.
He changed for the better. Yeah, for sure. No, we were doing a live. We were doing our shows at the Duplex, our sketch comedy shows that we were doing in New York City, and he had not made a film yet, and he was dating a girl that I went to high school with, and
I had a crush on her, admittedly.
Yeah, and she and I were good friends now. It was totally fine. Jay and I went down her house. She was having a party, and we tried to get everyone to come to see the show, which was a block away, and he didn't like that, I don't think.
Oh, hey, everybody at this party where we don't know the guy throwing it, come to this other thing now.
Yeah, that.
I don't know why he would be bothered by that.
What a jerk.
We want your current girlfriend to come, too.
Worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to bring
so
the girl.
So that this guy can fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah. Like the old days. Yeah. Yeah.
We had it coming, maybe.
Maybe we did. You're being rude now, too, Doug.
Let's all get out of here and leave Doug's place. We've got another show. That's, you know.
If Doug somebody didn't walked through that door and did that, yeah.
Okay, we're the rude ones. Fuck it.
When I see Naomi Watts, I whisper to the person next to me, she juggled for a monkey. Remember in King Kong where she,
she
juggles for King Kong to make him not be mad and squash her?
I kind of remember that scene.
She also, like, falls down a lot, throws herself down a lot, and it makes King Kong laugh really hard. The woman is throwing herself on the ground really hard. It's so funny to him.
You could say anything right now. Is that really a scene from the film?
It really
you
is.
You don't remember anything about any movie you've seen.
It might be
that
Naomi
movie,
Watts
it's
films.
Been a while, probably.
I love her, but, you know.
Okay. Who hasn't answered the question? Eric, answer the question.
I just saw Going Clear.
Oh!
And I'm right across from it. I'm afraid someone's
Hollywood,
in this
room. It's all over Hollywood. They own so much real estate in Hollywood because the idea is to, you know, rope in famous people. That's been their thing from jump. But I haven't seen the movie yet. But is it everything everybody's saying it is? Just fascinating.
Great. It's interesting.
That's great.
Mind opening. I don't want to say anything. I'm too close to the.
They'll get you.
You can probably hear right through the wall. Like tissue paper. They'll get you. They will.
Can you imagine somebody watching all of Going Clear and then signing up for Scientology willingly?
Like, I thought about it. I parked right and right by the entrance. And I was like, what if I walk in? It's like, hey, just saw Going Clear. I'm in.
Liked what I saw. I think I could be part
musical
of this.
Musical chairs locked in a prison cell. So where do I sign?
What was the Squirrels Buster thing?
Like that's when they sent the a squirrel is somebody who I think leaves and so they starts have like, a bad mouth.
So they have henchmen that put on those T-shirts and go around and harass people. It's fascinating.
It's very weird.
It's weird and fascinating.
It makes me tense talking about it across the street.
It's so close.
I'm really fucking.
You're afraid.
Tense about it. I am. I'm terrified.
I can feel
sweating.
It.
Sweating.
Yeah, we should probably drop it because
who's next? Steve.
They have people murdered. You know.
I know.
Yeah. For saying much things not as bad as what we've said. We've really stepped over the line.
What you three have said. Steve and I didn't say a word, right?
Oh, yeah. You'd be surprised how you get dragged down with everybody in these situations.
Guilt by association.
Yeah, collateral damage.
Mm-hmm. Is that the last movie you saw, Steve?
It was excellent.
Schwarzenegger movie, right?
Collateral damage. Or Tom Cruise was just collateral, right? And
there was a movie called
just Damages.
Amazing.
There was a movie called Damage that I forget who was in that. Was that the one with Kate Winslet and
S.J.
Christoph Waltz?
Yeah.
Based on. Or was that Carnage? Based on the play Carnage of God.
I know there was a Jeremy Irons movie called Damage.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Jeremy Irons. Terrible impression. So.
Spot on.
Not bad.
Uncanny.
Not bad.
I got to just thank you guys for going to the movies and for making movies like Club Dread and Beer Fest and Slam and Salmon and now Super Troopers 2. We have to move on to the portion of the show where I say, let the games begin.
Yeah.
Some people brought some name tags that they fashioned out of items they found in Steve Lemmy's garage. And... go ahead and, gentlemen, if you could just go select which name tag you'd like to play for, bring it back to your seat, and you could choose based on any criteria you have in your individual brain.
I'm choosing who. Just what?
Yeah. You're playing on behalf of this person. Yeah. So make sure it's somebody you like. And while you do that, oh, that's a good one. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Once again, this episode is brought to you in part by our friends at Squarespace. Building a website can be tough, and even if you do know your way around coding, creating something that looks good and works well is a time-consuming affair. If you're going to do something that's time-consuming, why not actually have an affair? Whether it's for a business site, a portfolio, a restaurant, or whatever else, in this day and age, you probably need one anyway. Well, lucky for us, Squarespace makes it easy to build beautiful websites without breaking a sweat. Squarespace provides simple, powerful, and beautiful website templates for you to work with. Not only that, those templates are part of Squarespace's responsive design, which means your website scales to look great on any device, further minimizing the hassles of making a website on your own. Every website you build also comes with a free online store if you need it. Just need something minimalistic but powerful? Their cover page feature also allows you to set up a beautiful one-page online presence in minutes. Seriously, you can't beat the ease and simplicity of Squarespace. Squarespace gives you 24/7 online support and a beautiful website for only $8 a month. You can even get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the year. So what are you waiting for? Start a trial with no credit card required and start building your website today. When you decide to sign up for Squarespace, make sure to use the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase and to show your support for Doug Loves Movies. We thank Squarespace for their support of Doug Loves Movies. Squarespace, build it beautiful. This episode is also brought to you in part by A24 presenting Ex Machina, a science fiction thriller directed by the writer of Sunshine and 28 Days Later. The Telegraph calls it bewitchingly smart science fiction, and the Daily Mirror declares it an instant classic. I've seen it, and I gotta tell you, I enjoyed it a lot. Oscar Isaac is amazing in it. It's a kind of a different character than you're used to seeing him play. Are we used to seeing him play anything? He's such a versatile actor. Domhnall Gleeson is in it, and Alicia Vikander, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, plays a sexy robot. I've said too much. Ex Machina opens in select theaters in New York and L.A. on April 10th, and more cities and theaters every week after that. Back to the show!
All right, we're back! Woo! Hey, does somebody... somebody up close or even far away and just toss it, have a pen I could use?
I do.
I didn't bring a pen. That's how high I got this.
Did you guys have to take a nap
done.
Today or
nicely
anything?
Done. That's why I was running late is because I just like went home and just like went right to sleep for what's it been, like a couple days now? And I woke up and was like, I got to go do a show and it's raining and I'm in Hollywood, so it was rough.
I slipped in and took a nap next to you just after you fell asleep and left just before you woke up.
Who are you playing for, Jay?
Alan of In Wonderland.
Yeah, so it's a big, stuffy, fluffy Cheshire cat, and it says Alan instead of Alice. Not that he'd be wearing a tag that says Alice, but we get the idea,
yeah.
Alan.
You see the connection? Yeah. Alan in Wonderland?
Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's a shithead on the back. So if there's a shithead on the back of your name tag, be sure not to read it out loud, guys, because that's for the end of the show. I think you have one on there. Don't worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll leave it alone.
Hey, Paul, what do you got there? It looks like a hockey mask.
It says Carlos. So I'm playing for Carlos. What did he say? There's a shithead.
Wait, don't look on the back.
Yeah, don't. Or
but there's
it
nothing
might
on
be
the
on
front.
The inside or something. Did you put a shithead on it, Carlos?
My post-it note.
Oh, there was a post-it note on there, but it fell off. So we'll check in with him later if you lose.
Which I won't.
No, I have a feeling you're going to be the strongest player.
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly just based on wanting you to not lose so we don't have to find out who what his shithead is. Eric?
I got a medical marijuana card.
Oh, you did? So now you can smoke it legally.
I get to keep this, right?
Yeah. It doesn't matter whose it is. No, you just got to have one.
What's your ailment?
Have one in your hands.
Does it say?
No, they don't put that on
there.
They don't care. No, but what's the name of the person you play for? It looks like they had to tape something on there. So
my dinner with Andrew.
I guess felt compelled to put something that sounded like a movie title on on the medical marijuana license or recommendation, I should say. All right, Andrew.
It's huge. I thought a card would be smaller.
Thing. Yeah, a little.
I got a tiny laminated one that I walk around with.
Yours is this big?
But this one looks like it might be a few years old. That's old why he's defacing it.
The heart of seeing.
It might not even. Is it still valid, Andrew?
Yes.
It is?
Sweet.
Need a really big wallet for that thing.
You really do.
My card is huge.
Steve, who are you playing for?
It says my name is Demi. I'm playing for Demi. Demi, no relation to Drake. I'm going to be honest, though. In the dark when he was holding it up, I thought he was holding up a huge picture of Chandrasekhar.
Totally
turns out it's Drake.
It turns out it's Drake.
I wish.
That's nice that that's the reason you would pick that.
Yeah, I was going to try to arrange a swap with Jay or something. Just
this is mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really holding on to that.
Well, how else are you going to hold a teddy bear? What are you supposed to do? Go.
I don't know, but his face is saying, I can't breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing. They never say anything about it.
Oh, no.
It's not real, is it?
Yeah, that's a real bear.
There's a cat inside
the cat.
I'll
be nicer, all right? I'll be nicer.
I'm sure apologies to put your hands together is back there going, oh, the Doug Loves Movies is back, damn it. Because this one might go a little long, but I think it's going to be worth it. To determine who's going to go first in today's game, we're going to play a quick mini game called Do
You Guys Want to Do Some Fucking Lines?
Doing Lines with Mark. Mark Wahlberg is here. It's been a while, Mark.
How you doing, Doug?
It's been a while, right?
Yeah, Doug. It's been a fucking long time.
It's been a minute since Mark's been here with his energy and his presence.
I'm working on a new movie.
Of course you are. You put out like 2 a year.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's on a slow year. It's about the Boston bombing. It's called Boston, The Edge of Darkness. It's going to be fucking great.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Yeah, it is, dude. And you know it's going to be like 10 minutes fucking long? Because as soon as we start filming, I'm going to go kill the fucking dudes. I already know who did it. It's the fucking Snarfs, or whatever the Snarves, or whatever the fuck their name is. Right and fucking wrongs.
By that theory, though, wouldn't every movie where you're the hero, why aren't they all shorts? Why don't you just get it done in the first few minutes and move on?
Because they're always like, we need more Mark. And I'm like, all right, I'll fucking give it to you then.
All right. Well, I'm sure they're going to ask for it again in this case. I don't think they want a short starring Mark Wahlberg about the Boston bombing.
All right. Well, they can follow me around because I'm done. Gonna, 10 minutes in, I'm killing those fucking dudes.
Well, you'll just be walking around in Boston talking about how great you are. So
that's called a Tuesday.
The whole thing will work. Yeah.
So, Jay.
Hey, how you doing?
Trying to get in on my stuffed animal game? That's me. That's my thing. I have a bear that I hold.
Oh yeah, you're right.
All right, so Mark is going to say a line. Microphone's up, Jay.
You bet.
Mark is going to say a line from a motion picture, usually one that Mark thinks is a classic. Not something that Mark is in, necessarily.
Damn it.
We went through all those quite early on, so now we're on to...
I'll make it more.
This is just... Do you have anything to say about this movie? You just... We'll just do it. But he's going to say the line at any point when you know it. Just say the name of the movie into your microphone. First person to guess it wins Doing Lines with
I turned
Mark.
Down every role in this movie. Here we go.
Okay, I said let's not do a clue, and then you threw one in.
That's every movie done.
Okay, here we go.
Look good, feel good.
Okay. That's not part of it. He just said, he has to psych up for this.
You want me to punch a size your face for
super
free?
Super Troopers. What
it is that? Fucking Super Troopers. Oh. See how that works?
Who said it first? It was so fast I didn't even see.
That was tricky. That was tough.
You saw it for, you said it first, Steve?
I did.
Steve. Jay's still thinking it over.
I don't think he's ever seen it. Honestly, I was embarrassed to call it out.
Yeah. I was like, there must be a trick.
If there's a fight scene, I got it fucking memorized.
All right, Mark.
All right, dude. I gotta go pick up Donnie. He's selling umbrellas at the Metro.
I love that more than anything.
I could watch it all night long.
I know.
Yeah, he's great when he comes by, and I just, you know, I'm so happy that he wants to be a part of the show. I can't believe it. I have to pinch myself. Because he's just everything that you'd want him to be in person.
Yeah, he's a huge star.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah.
He carries it well. Okay, let's play Last Man Stanton to determine who wins the prize pile. A lot of prizes today. I might take back the schmovie. There's so many prizes. Okay, I just need one person at least to act sad about that. All right, no, I got it. You don't have to do it a second time. Got it in the first take, didn't we, Jay?
We nailed it.
What was the last thing you directed?
The sixth season of Community. I did, episode 8.
Now on Hulu.
Yeah, man.
Yahoo.
Community has never been better.
Really?
I mean, the writing's so fucking good.
All right. Yeah, and now that they can do anything they want.
Yeah, they make like 28
shackles
episodes.
Are off.
Yeah, they're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Cool. I'm trying to decide how to get into Last Man Stand because we're going to need a subject. Who? Who? Shh. No, I just thought you were yelling something inappropriate, but what did you say?
I gave you the pen.
See now? This guy, he knows the way I think. And I'm so grateful to have this pen that I'm going to let him pick who we're going to play in Last Man Stanton.
It's no free lunch.
And here's how it works, you guys. Steve won that Super Troopers game, so he gets to go first. And then I'm going to play two, so we'll go to me second, then Jay, then Paul, then Eric. And we have to name films from this person that he's going to give us until we run out. So if you can't think of one, you're out.
Jackie Chan.
Fucking pen guy.
Oh, goddamn pen guy.
Classic pen guy.
Piece of shit pen guy. Robin Wright pen guy. Do you guys want to play that or do you want to toss it?
Can I name my two if we...
You have two? You have two loaded up? I could think of probably a few. But it gets tricky with... were any of his vehicles given two different names for different countries? Yeah.
You're talking about like... The
like Rumble in the Bronx? What was that called originally? Was it always Rumble in the Bronx? Maybe not.
Rumble in the Bronx is... there are multiracial street gangs that ride motorcycles in the Bronx, and there are mountains all around the Bronx. Mm-hmm. Of Vancouver.
Yeah, it's Vancouver, the Bronx.
Spoiler alert. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I love some Jackie Chan movies. You know, Drunken Master, of course.
Super Cop. That's a badass movie.
Mm-hmm. All the Rush Hours, whatever. But I don't know. I guess there's a lot when you think about it, but I don't think any of us are going to be able to come up with more than a couple each. So
not anymore.
Do you have a... Does the goddamn pen guy have a backup? You better, the pressure's on, man. If I don't like this one, I'm throwing the pen back at you. You're taking your pen and going home.
Somebody else.
Oh, give it to somebody else. All right. Who else thought about throwing a pen at me, but didn't do it? Dude's got a pen out. Do you have a good one?
I think so.
He thinks he has a good one.
Pen on my
Sean Penn?
No, I had Sean Penn on my name tag, so I had two pens. Mm.
Penn guy's buddy had Sean Penn written on his pen?
On his name tags. So now he's got two pens.
Should throw the pen at him.
Oh, overhand. But no, who do you want us to play with, not Sean Penn?
Drew Barrymore?
We may have done her before, but I'll do it again. Yeah, I'm in. Steve, name any movie that Drew Barrymore is in.
I'm going to go with E.T. I'm going to start at the beginning.
All right, now you know I love full exact titles, so E.T. is not going to fly.
E.T. the Extraterrestrial, Douglas.
Okay. I would have also accepted And His Adventures on Earth. Also, there's a great movie, little scene called E.T. the Extra. He's like in the background. You barely see him because he's so short. I'm going to go with Firestarter.
Nice.
Because thinking of that scene in the beginning where what's-her-name plays her mother, Heather Locklear is her mother, and she makes her oven mitts catch on fire. It's so funny that she's staring at her oven mitts that are on fire and screaming, and it's like the oven mitts look like exactly the thing you'd put on if your hands were on fire to put it out. Jay.
Poltergeist, His Adventures on Earth.
All right, now, if you're just going to do joke answers, then, you know, you're not showing the right amount of respect for the process.
Poltergeist.
Also, if you're going to give dumb answers, you also... You think Drew Barrymore is in Poltergeist?
He doesn't remember anything.
Who's the little girl?
Well, she's certainly not alive.
Heather something? What was the girl's
Heather
name?
Rourke? Heather Rourke?
Heather Rourke, yeah.
Heather Rourke.
The Poltergeist haunted. Curse.
The curse of the Poltergeist.
A few people involved in that movie died. Yeah.
She's lucky she wasn't in that movie, I guess.
Now they're just dying off because they're getting old, you know? So it's like, is it a curse or just old age? But Toby Hooper's still alive, and Steven Spielberg, and Craig T. Nelson, and Joe Beth Williams. Everyone else dead. And little boy, I think, is alive, but I don't know his name. Is it Oliver in the movie?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure.
They're rebooting it, right?
Exactly.
Oh,
with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah. As a little girl.
Oh, too bad that's not true.
Yeah, it is too bad.
That would have been a good loopy hole.
Too bad.
Well, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Sorry, Alan.
Scream.
Ah.
Okay. Good one. I'll write it down.
Thanks.
Present. What do you got?
Charlie's Eric? Angels.
Mm-hmm. You guys aren't going to believe what I got. Steve?
Boys on the side.
Damn it. That is the first time in the history of everything that a man has said boys on the side and another man has said, damn it.
Not true. The year was 1970.
That fired up about... I will go with Irreconcilable Differences.
Okay.
What the hell's that?
The little girl who divorces her parents.
Yeah.
The girl.
Ryan O'Neill and
it's a great hook.
Shelley Long.
Shelley Long.
Is it Ryan O'Neill?
Yeah, I think so.
And Shelley Long, and Sharon Stone is the mistress character. First time we got to see her boobs.
Never been kissed.
Doug loves boobies. Yeah, the women all like never been kissed. I don't mind it. I'll watch it on TBS. Characters welcome. Where are we at?
Please don't say me.
I think it's you, Eric.
Damn it.
What's up?
Charlie's Angels 2. The return of Charlie's Angels.
No, no.
Right?
You gotta colonize it, dude.
Right.
Colonize it.
Yeah, you gotta
Charlie's Angels
right.
2, Full Throttle.
Yes!
Oh, yes.
Right?
You got to colonize it, baby. When in doubt, colonize it.
Is that one of those weird ones, though, where it doesn't have a 2 in there? Yeah, but I'm going to accept it because I was still a good pull. And I was afraid to say it because I wasn't sure. Full throttle. Okay, Steve?
Poison Ivy.
Alyssa Milano?
No. Alyssa Milano was like in the sequels, but the original one was Drew Barrymore. Was the little
she showed nudity.
That was sort of her splash back on the scene after rehab and stuff. I think.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Drew.
Welcome back. Now take your fucking clothes off.
He's just not that into you.
Oh, nice one.
Uh huh.
We're in her groan-worthy period. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, let me throw in the 51st dates, as long as we're
Yes, of course.
Ah.
Yeah, 51st dates. Come on, Eric.
If you say Charlie's Angels 3, so help me God.
I was wondering if there was one.
Charlie's Angels 3?
No. I was making up Charlie's Angels 2.
Anything? It's okay to be out with Jay.
It's not bad.
He seems to be doing all right.
I have one, though. But
the wild side.
Matter.
Maybe at the end.
The wild side.
No, there was a movie called that, but I don't think she was in it. But good try. Thanks for playing. Steve?
I'm going to thank Paul for helping me out. I'm going to say The Wedding Singer.
Yeah, that was very helpful. Yeah.
Helped, what did I say?
It helped me to think of Blended.
Oh.
So now we've done all of the Adam Sandler movies.
Fever Pitch, right?
Yes. The Jimmy Fallon movie.
Okay.
I think that's where he met his wife. I think his wife is a producer on it. They were a producing partner with Drew Barrymore. And wasn't it amazing year that they just happened to capture where the Red Sox actually did quite well? Yeah, they won the World Series.
They were actually going to shoot it with a different ending, and the Red Sox won and wound up being true to what the actual book is.
Hmm, okay.
The team wins.
Quit stalling. I don't know if that's what you're doing, but do you have another one?
I do.
What do you got?
Grey Gardens.
Oh.
With Jessica
Lange.
Yes.
What? Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was... I think it's a movie. I mean, it was on HBO, but I think it's a movie made for HBO.
Oh, does that not count?
It does. Okay. If it had broken up into more than one part, I'd call it a miniseries like that Alice Kitteridge or whatever.
Sure.
So I wouldn't count that if we were playing Bill Murray. Okay. Olive Kitteridge, God damn it. Leave the corrections department alone, you guys. So what'd you say, Grey Gardens? Okay, I'm going to say Ever After.
Oh. Sure, sure.
Of course.
Full title, really?
Yes.
Is that really for true?
Wow.
Ever After Into Darkness? Well, no, really. Edge of Darkness. Ever After Edge of Darkness.
Huh, that's interesting.
It is.
Hmm. We'll see what happens. Oh, it's not very hard. That's a clue.
That helps.
Yeah.
I think I know. I think I know.
A Fairy Tale?
Close.
Well, you got to be happy.
Happily Ever After? No.
A Cinderella Story?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
I think so.
All right. Well, then I'm out. I'm out for not knowing that piece of information.
Like down to you and me.
We call him the subtitle kid in Broken Lizard.
Brought down by my own rule, but I bet you Leonard doesn't have it in there. I'm going to check it in a second.
He loves Collins.
Hoisted
I'm
by your
check
own colon.
It in a
he
second.
Loves Collins.
I'm the Collins.
He's the Collins kid.
All right. So, do you have another one, Paul?
All right. It was the Western. Like Madeline Stowe was another one.
Ah.
And.
Yeah.
It
you might
was...
just be helping Steve.
Oh, fuck. Wild Girls.
No. Steve, you got the actual title for The Steal or a different title. Either way, you're going to win.
The Quick and the Dead.
No.
Motherfucker.
No.
I was so...
Wow, now you managed to make it so we don't have a winner.
No, it'd still be you because you still got the last correct answer.
Oh.
Yeah, you're still in it long enough. But it was called Bad Girls.
Bad Girls.
Wow. Yeah, nothing but bad girls. Yeah, so Quick and the Dead was Sharon Stone. The aforementioned.
That's what I thought it was.
What about Even Cowgirls Get the Blues? Was she in that?
Uma Thurman. What about what other ones did we miss? Whip It, of course.
Was she in Whip It?
She was in it and directed it, yeah. Home Fries. Riding in Cars with Boys.
Right. Home Fries, we heard.
Home Fries.
Babes in Toyland.
Now and
Then.
I don't think so. Donnie Darko for sure. Donnie Darko. Oh.
Donnie Darko?
Yeah.
She was in Donnie Darko.
Poltergeist 2.
Batman and Robin. All right, well, congratulations to Drake, Steve was playing for. Come gather your prizes. Good luck with that. If the dude with the hockey mask could come down here and write down a shithead for me to say here at the end of the show, that'd be great.
Do I really get to keep this?
I don't think you get to keep that, no. I think he said it was still his valid license, but is there a shithead on the back of it?
No.
No? Okay, could you come down and write one down too? Guy with the medical thing? Here, just write it on there. Oh, what is this dental floss doing here?
That's
how she kept the sign on.
Yeah.
Or is it hair? Is it human hair? I think it's a human hair.
Aww. Look at that. He's pussy whipped by Steve's wife.
He left the bag.
I was just thinking about how I was going to explain to her. Was it better to text in advance with an LOL at the end of it?
That's why he lost.
I think you'll find this funny, sweetheart.
All right, you really wrote out a whole thing there. Thank you guys for being here. Apologies to put your hands together. Are you making a Vine or an Instagram? What is that?
Instagram, tweet.
Okay.
I could Vine if you want me to.
Well, it's probably too long for a Vine at this point.
Do we get to go again? Like, my juices are flowing now. I'm ready to keep
going. Oh, you ready to play the game some more?
Yeah, like a lightning round or something?
No. You sounded to be wrapping it up.
We're done.
Well, if anyone wants to play out in the parking lot, I'm just getting into it now.
We'll stand around in a circle and play a game. For sure. thanks, you guys. Thank you, Broken Lizard was here.
Thank you.
Let's do it again sometime. Get Kevin in here, too. I like to get all of you on Getting Dug with High, but that's something you got to work out with yourself.
He would have crushed Drew Barrymore, I'm sure. Heffernan would have.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
We have to dig him up and bring him
with us. I'm embarrassed by the number of ones I knew. Well, not embarrassed. I guess I know a lot of movies. But
was she in Pet Sematary?
I've seen all those movies.
Was she in Pet Sematary?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay.
I'm looking up this Ever After bullshit.
You're thinking of Denise Crosby in Pet Sematary, right? Right? See, I told you guys.
We could go on that with Denise Crosby.
Yeah, Leonard just calls it Ever After. Yeah.
So you're still in?
Keep it going. Let me think of another one. Home Fries.
Riding in Cars with Boys.
Thanks a lot, you guys. As always, Annie Chen is a shithead. My ex-girlfriend and Marco... Roman? Marco Roman is a sports thing? Just some guy? Why did people laugh?
Because you couldn't tell it was Roman. We thought it was Bowman. Yeah, there's no hole. There's a hole at the bottom, so it's an R.
Well, it's really curving back there, though, like a fastly drawn B.
I see where you went wrong.
An R is just a B with the hole at the bottom. I've never thought about that before.
And also, what does this one say?
Kevin, for not being here.
Is a shithead.
Oh, our Kevin. Yeah.
Once again, this episode was brought to you in part by A24, presenting Ex Machina, a science fiction thriller directed by the writer of Sunshine and 28 Days Later. I've seen this movie, and I recommend it. You may have even seen on Twitter, hashtag DougDigsIt. It stars Oscar Isaac, Domhnall Gleeson, and Alicia Vikander. I think that's how you pronounce her name. The Telegraph calls it bewitchingly smart science fiction, and the Daily Mirror declares it an instant classic. It's in theaters in New York and L.A. on April 10th, and more cities and theaters every week after that. Check out Ex Machina. Seriously.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.